News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We're joined on the line now by Dara Cleary, the Deputy Leader of Fianna Fáil and Director of Policy Development. Good morning, Dara.
Good morning, Shane. How are you doing?
We're good, and congratulations on your own appointment. I was watching Micheál Martin yesterday. He seems to be, there was a sort of a cool the jets kind of message coming from him. Obviously, there'll be a general election at some point, but he seemed to be saying it wouldn't be around the time of the budget in October. There would be a third budget. Are you sort of signing a kind of a blank cheque for the government?
No, Shane, we've never signed a blank cheque. The confidence and supply agreement lays out a number of policy areas that we want to see delivery on. And basically what Micheál was saying yesterday is we want to focus on those areas. We want to focus on housing and ensuring that people can buy a house, that people who are renting can pay a decent rent, on health, that people can get access to GP services, that we address the waiting lists. And we want to focus on many priority areas between now and Budget Day in October. We will then negotiate the third budget and ensure that our priorities are continued within that budget. And that's where we want the focus to be, is on things that actually make a difference to people's lives and take the pressure off people's lives, not on elections or on anything else.
Okay, and I think a lot of people listening would say that's a reasonable point. Focus on health, focus on housing in the budget. But in another paper today, your finance spokesperson, Michael McGrath, is quoted saying, oh look, the government has to get the finger out on USC, we need to see tax cuts. I mean, this is kind of old style Fianna Fáil politics, isn't it? Fine Gael are coming across as being more responsible.
Consistent about reducing the USC burden. That is part of the confidence and supply agreement that Fine Gael signed up to 2 years ago and that we have achieved progress on. If there is economic progress and if there is economic growth and development, as the government keeps telling us, then people need to actually see that in their pockets at home. But they also need to see it in their services, that they need to be able to afford to buy a house. People who are working very hard at the moment and who cannot afford to buy houses, who cannot get houses in Dublin, people who are commuting from all parts of the country to work need to be given an assurance that public transport will be the best that it can possibly be. That's where we want the focus to be politically over the next 2 weeks and months.
Okay.
But to be fair to
Pascal Donoghue, and let's see if he follows up on this, but to be fair to him, the message he seems to be sending at the moment is potentially I could spend billions in the budget and that money is there, but he's saying it would be the wrong thing to do. It would be repeating mistakes of the past. It would fan the flames of the economy. I'm going to be quite prudent. Fianna Fáil seems to be saying you got to spend big on health, you got to spend big on housing, and you got to cut taxes majorly. That does sound like back to 2002.
No, again, look, we have been very responsible and very prudent since we, you know, in terms of what we have done since 2016 around confidence supply, we, Fianna Fáil, have provided the stability that has ensured we've had a government for 2 years after a very difficult general election result. And we are absolutely all about prudence. But we want to see that the investments that are going into our public servants, that are going into health, that are going into education, actually deliver. That the policies around housing, we have created stability, Shane, but Fine Gael are squandering that stability in terms of not delivering on new houses, not giving people the opportunity to buy a house, standing by while we have record rents. That stability needs to produce results.
Okay.
And we will provide the stability as long as Fine Gael provides results.
Specifically on housing, there's some talk about Sinn Féin moving a motion against the housing minister, Owen Murphy, a confidence motion. Could Fianna Fáil back that no confidence motion?
Look, I've seen a lot of discussion about it. I think, as of now, that hasn't been discussed. It needs to be discussed. But at the end of the day, what would that achieve? Would it take people off our streets? Would it provide more houses for people who are waiting for a house? Would it reduce the rent levels that are being paid by people? I don't think so.
Okay.
But if it's tabled, it would have to be discussed and discussed by the parliamentary party.
Okay, you seem to be suggesting you don't think it would solve anything. And
as I said, it'll be discussed by the full parliamentary party. We're about solutions, Shane.
Okay.
We want to see solutions to the housing crisis. It is unbelievable that we continue to have thousands of people in emergency accommodation, that people cannot afford to buy a house in Dublin, that people are paying record rent levels. that's where the effort needs to
okay.
go, not into political point scoring.
If the government basically solves, or if it goes along with what you're saying on housing and health in the budget, it would seem that, assuming you get what you want there, you will support that budget. What happens then with in terms of confidence and supply? It would seem that we won't have an election in that scenario in 2018, but 2019 looks like a likely election year, doesn't it?
Well, look, the budget process isn't just one day. The budget process involves the social welfare bill and the finance bill, which will generally stretch into December 2018, January 2019. What we have said and what's agreed for 2 years now, there's no surprise there, that there will be a review after the third budget is delivered. We will review the agreement in terms of what it has achieved, as I said, in the priority areas, what it has done for the people of the country, and has it worked. But our focus chain now is on delivering on those policy areas and on preparing for that budget in October. We won't be distracted from trying to provide solutions in housing, in health, and that we will ensure that the budget that is delivered in October has solutions and has answers to where people are at on that.
Yeah, that's all fair enough. 2019 is looking like an election year, though, isn't it?
Well, look, there are going to be European and local elections.
I meant the general election. Nice try there.
As I said, Jane, when we, our priority and my focus in terms of policy is on delivering solutions to people, on using confidence supply to deliver solutions. The agreement is in place, and we will do our best to make sure that the agreement works.
Okay, Fianna Fáil Deputy Leader Darragh Cleary, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.